Praise the Lord, for I, the Lord your God, have redeemed you from all corruption and pollution, and that which would hinder the work of my Spirit in your life, I have removed. My call to you in this hour is not to allow those things I've removed to come back into your life and to hinder my word, which alone can cause you to grow. And in my love and mercy and long suffering, though the hour is short for my return, nevertheless, I have, as it were, run the clock back to give you time to hear and to believe and to appropriate all that I've promised you, that you might receive and enter into the blessings and fulfillment of those who have believed, lo, these many years, in spite of opposition and ridicule. And I have run the clock back temporarily for you, that you can enter in. And if you will believe this word that has been set forth, I will do a short and quick work in your life. For have I not said in my word that I can pay the laborer who comes in at the last hour the same as those who came into my vineyard to labor the first hour? So believe and you shall receive, for I am no respecter of persons. I know whom I have chosen, yea, I have elected them from the foundation of the world. But my word must do its work. Only will it do its work as you respond to it in faith, in obedience, in total trust, absolute trust. Even as Caleb my servant wholly followed me, saith the Lord, you must wholly lay aside family, husbands, wives, businesses, the cares and concerns and interests of this world that would hinder or interfere with your total obedience to me, and put me first, and I will put you first, saith the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.